ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the door has been thrown wide open for soccer players with Samoan heritage who believe that they have the talent to represent the national team in the World Cup qualifying games coming up next year. Trial games are being organised for male and female players in Auckland on August 23rd, when they will have the opportunity to show Samoa's head coaches what they can do. And if they're good enough, they could be pulling on a Samoan jersey in games against the other Pacific Island nations in 2022. Former Wellington Phoenix star Paul Ifil, who coaches the Wairarapa United in New Zealand's W League, is in charge of the women's team, and he is absolutely certain there are players out there who can help take Samoa to another level and maybe even to the 2023 World Cup to be hosted by Australia and New Zealand.
There's no point leaving any stone unturned.
Been in New Zealand long enough to know that a lot of Kiwis feel like they fall through the cracks, and we certainly don't want that to happen here. You know, we can take the time to set something like this up. It doesn't take too much time from our end. There's a lot of preparation, but actually on the day it's not too difficult, and we get to have a game, get to meet the players that could potentially help us moving forward.
Tell me about the eligibility criteria. How far back can somebody go in their family tree, if you like, to trace their Samoan roots and be eligible to play for the national side?
Grandparents, as far as I know. I'm not a specialist on that. Obviously, I'm only coaching. That's down to the scouting department and the powers that be at the top, but I'm pretty confident that it's grandparents.
And do you get a sense of just how many players there might be out there? Do you think there's a lot of untapped talent around the area?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, at the moment, we've got 17 for our women's game up in Auckland. And we've had a few that have actually come back and said that they can't make it for a different reason or another. So once we've finished the game, I will actually try and get around the country over the summer and have a look at the National League and see if we can find others. It's not a case of getting a massive database. We're really trying to whittle down what we've got and what we need to make a competitive squad to see if we can do something unthinkable, you know, like qualifying for a World Cup in a couple of years' time.
To what degree do you perhaps feel inspired and women looking to get involved with the Samoan soccer team feel inspired by what happened in the Olympics, particularly with the Fijian women's sevens team, who really were not expected to win a medal and came oh so close to making it to the final? Has that had a knock-on effect, you think, for women's sport in general around the Pacific?
Yeah, I think it does. I think that bodes well. Obviously, a different sport, but I think if you're watching the Olympics, as I did, you look to a smaller nation like a Zambia, not really known for their football, and they performed amazingly in the Olympics. And I think if you can take the two, a small island nation like Fiji, and couple that with what Zambia did as well in the football, why not? You've got to dare to dream, really, and I wouldn't be doing the job if I didn't think we could have a nudge at trying to do that.
So we have a situation where we're now in August. It will be late August when you have these trial games, and there's a chance here for someone to, as it were, come from the sky, who's got the talent, got the Samoan connections, and they could in 6 months' time be playing in World Cup qualifying games, which I think are scheduled to be played in PNG. I think that's the plan, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. It keeps changing. Different places are having different issues with COVID, so we're not sure. We're just sitting by the phone waiting to see what happens, but we'll be well prepared, and with the players that we're potentially bringing in, that could happen. You know, that would be a pretty cool story to think that somebody didn't potentially know they could even represent their country, and all of a sudden they're helping shoot us into the World Cup qualifiers.
And there is the broader campaign that was launched a few weeks ago by the Oceania Football Confederation, the All In campaign, targeting women footballers around the Pacific, and the Samoan ambassador is Torian Lyne-Lewis. I mean, is there a role for her to play here in recruiting and drumming up the talent?
I think her role is to keep doing what she's doing and leading by example. She's playing for me in the W League here. She's been the top scorer in the league, so she's doing what she needs to do and helping bring people into the game. She's got some connections. She's already played for the country, so she's given me an overview of what she thinks was good from the last camp, what could be done better, players that she thought were decent, players that may be eligible as well. So, you know, it's a pretty tight-knit community, and she knows a lot of people in it, so she's been really good in helping me in many different ways.
These trial games will be played in Auckland, so you're obviously targeting the diaspora. What about women players back in the islands who might like to have a go too? When will they get their opportunity to show you what they can do?
We've already set up as much as we can on the island. Myself and Jess, my bosses, have not been there yet, so it's difficult. The Federation have bought two VO cameras, so I can actually watch all the footage from the league over there that's going on. So that's good, but it's not as good as watching the games live and being able to get over there and interact with the coaches. So we have asked the coaches to forward names of people they think should be in the mix. And as soon as I can get out onto the island, I'll start going around to the clubs, speaking to the coaches, watching the games, and start trying to formulate a squad from there.
Have you seen players from those videos that have particularly caught your eye? Somebody that's made you sit up and think this could be a special player?
It's difficult to know the level, and I think that's the issue, because I'm looking at it without having been there. and I've got nothing to compare it to. So I think once I've gone and seen the standard of this ID game in Auckland, and then I can compare it to what's going on in the league games, then I'll probably be able to say, right, yeah, she looks like she's capable. She definitely needs a bit of work, but could get there. So I think it'll give me an idea of where we're at.
And is there any prospect of a Samoan team playing an international game before the World Cup qualifiers, or will you just have to jump in and hit the ground running?
I'm hopeful. But again, given the position that the world is in at the moment with this pandemic, it's going to prove really difficult. We have got some ideas. If it means having a game in New Zealand versus New Zealand, we'd be all for that. I think it would be pretty one-sided at the moment, but we'd be willing to give that a nudge. And the people in the background are doing all the work trying to make that happen. So I sit here, fingers crossed, hoping that we can get some kind of warm-up game that would be worthwhile before that.
Paul Ifield, the coach of Samoa's national women's soccer team, talking to Richard Hewitt. And if you're a player with Samoan heritage via your parents or grandparents, female or male, and you think you could make it on the international stage, you'll find information about how to get involved on the Football Federation Samoa Facebook page.